And I'm imagining that after a sexual assault, someone may prefer to have bodily boundaries in place and integrity of their clear physical boundaries, and they may not want to be touched, and how to ask for what level of touch someone might want, not just run up to them and give them a big hug without asking for something first.
Right. I think it's important to ask if you're feeling like offering that physical touch might be helpful. I think it's okay to offer it, but be careful about how you do it. Our words really do matter. So there's a difference between can I give you a hug and can I have a hug? And we don't think about those subtle differences, but that's a significant difference, especially to somebody that's recently experienced a sexual assault. Are you asking for something of them or are you offering something to them? And when I'm offering something to you, you can decline. When I'm asking something of you, a lot of people have a much more difficult time with that.
Because it's hard to say no when someone's asking something.
Yes.